The following program is an exclusive sports presentation of News Talk 1400 and Light Rock 97.5 News Gazette media stations.
Lucas underneath, pretty feet of Black, who slams it in. Oh, there's the assist of the game. Lucas to Black, and the Illini jump in front again with an emphatic slam by Black.
Fighting Illini game day is on the air. The countdown to tip-off is underway with the Rudy Wealth Management pregame show. Your first look, an in-depth preview of today's contest. Here on News Talk 1400 and Light Rock 97.5. The flagship home for Fighting Illini basketball.
Almost a five count. Lob intercepted by Nichols. He takes it away. Fast break the other way. Layup is good. And the crowd on its feet and a timeout Northwestern. Abrams to Pinky for three. Michael Pinky knocks down a three. Everybody joining the party.
Now from courtside at the State Farm Center on the campus of the University of Illinois, here's your host, Scott Beatty.
Good afternoon, everybody, on this Thanksgiving Eve. Welcome into the State Farm Center. I'm Scott Beatty alongside Lauren Tate. Illinois tonight hosting Augustana, the Vikings out of Rock Island, Illinois, Division III opponent. The Illini 4-0 on the year. Augustana is 3-0. The Illini coming off their most complete win of the year. They beat Marshall on Sunday 91-74. And Augustana, they come off a victory over Alma 65-53. Warren Tate, good to see you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, thank you, and same to you. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Going to have family and enjoy a day, hopefully with my feet up some.
Okay, that's good.
It's been a long stretch here. Illinois steps out of Division I. They do this from time to time. They did it last year taking on McKendree University. Brad Underwood has talked up this Augustana program and feels it's a very worthwhile opponent for Illinois.
Well, they've won their conference eight times since 2003, and they're three in a row, so they've had really good teams. They've been winning 20-plus games in recent years, so it's a good team at that level. Now, whether they can hold up at this level is another question.
You look ahead to next week. You go on the road for the first time at Wake Forest for the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and then you open up Big Ten play next weekend, Friday on the road against Northwestern, home against Maryland. The three biggest tests for Illinois are around the corner. You wonder why these kind of games get scheduled around Thanksgiving. I think Brad Underwood wants a few opportunities to practice in a game setting, if you will, against lesser opponents.
And he's still using a lot of players, too. That may continue, but he's playing nines at least 17 minutes. That's a lot of minutes for nine players. At least 17 minutes apiece.
But he told me at the beginning of the season, don't expect a lot of guys to be averaging 30-35. That's not if his system is being executed the way he wants. Not a Malcolm Hill type of situation anymore.
That's true. You're right about that. I mean, he may do this the whole time. That's one thing that will keep the when you have these games right on top of each other, it really helps because everybody's getting a blow. Everybody's getting some rest. I mean, they're playing hard, but they're not playing 35 or 38 minutes, as you say.
And there is a lot of question about, you all right? As a basketball came flying right into Lauren Tate. Still got the reflexes, huh?
Well, I didn't see it.
Ed Bond hadn't left his chair. We would have been protected. The Illini are out shooting right now. Looks like they'll be in the home whites as a variety of guys are out taking some of their shots. Trent Frazier, always the early bird out here, I noticed. Michael Finke's out pretty soon after that. And now a variety of guys are out. Mark Allstork has just come onto the court. And, of course, that's a question, Mark. We've talked about that this week on Sports Talk. Is Mark Allstork, what does it take for him to get going? Is he still in the starting lineup even? And to be fair, Brad Underwood's not mentioned anything to that end. I'm just asking that question.
Well, I think that in the last game it was important because of the defensive arrangement that they wanted to make. Elmore was averaging 28 points a game coming in, and I think they wanted Allstork to guard him, and he did a really good job. I mean, they wore Elmore down. Elmore is a really good player, and you could see that the defense was centered on him. They got a lot of help. It wasn't one guy doing it, and they rotated players off the bench as well. But I think that's why Allstark was in there at the start of the last game.
Here is Brad Underwood talking a little bit about why he scheduled this Augustana opponent.
They're a team that executes, and they're a team that plays extremely hard. So take away the name on the front of their jersey for us, and you could put any name on there, and they'll play as hard as any team that we're going to see. They're very, very good defensively. They've got 90% of their scoring back. Rebounding, they're a team that is a very, very solid basketball team, and they shoot it, they compete. They've got a young man averaging 5 offensive rebounds a game, close to 12 rebounds. He's only 6'4", but he's a warhorse, and I have a lot of respect for that. So it'll be a great challenge for us. It'll force us to grow. We'll have to be very good offensively. Because defensively, they compete at a very, very high level.
So what about the RPI factor?
I worry more about preparation of our team. And sometimes you can play some, to be honest, very poor non-Division I games and jump on them and win by 40, and you get nothing out of that. Tomorrow, we're going to get something out of this because this team is... they're going to do what they do, and they do it extremely well. So I've always been a proponent of that, and I don't look too much at. I think our strength of schedule in the Big Ten is going to be just fine.
So Augustana, the opponent tonight for the Illini out of the Quad Cities. Off and running here on the Rudy Wealth Management pregame show. See the folks at Rudy Wealth Management for all of your retirement planning and investment needs. Rudy Wealth Management, Central Illinois' retirement specialist. Lauren and I are back with more Fighting Illini Game Day. Around the corner, we'll hear from LaRon Black. Later on, the coach's corner, Brian Barnhart will talk to assistant coach Chin Coleman. Stay with us. It's Fighting Illini Game Day.
Fighting Illini Game Day. The Rudy Wealth Management pregame show continues on News Talk 1400 and Light Rock 97.5. Now with more, here's Scott Beatty.
Back courtside at the State Farm Center, the Illini getting ready to take on Augustana tonight and match up with a free opponent. Well, much of the attention right now has been going to new players on this Illini squad, but junior forward LaRon Black is leading the Illini in points, rebounds, assists, and shooting percentage. Let's hear a bit now from LaRon Black.
Here, Lucas with an alley-oop and an easy layup on a bank for LaRon Black. Up top to Finke, now to Black. Free throw line jumper, Black is good! Rolled in.
Test every part of the iron.
How much fun are you having right now in this start of the season under Brad Underwood?
It's been a lot of fun. Glad we winning games and just getting better as a team. It's been a lot of fun just building chemistry with all the new players and just learning the system.
Saw the aggressiveness on the board, especially in the second half against Marshall coming out of the locker room. Was that a moment for you guys, especially you, where like, this is how we're supposed to be playing with this coach?
Yeah, we definitely know we always got to stay aggressive and definitely offensive rebounding, defensive rebounding. That's something we got to do as a team. We know we got to make sure we play hard at both ends of the court.
I enjoy watching your jump shot, very smooth. How much do you work on it?
I've been putting in a lot of time and just a lot of work, and that's something I've always tried to make sure that I can do is make that mid-range jump shot.
That adds another weapon for your offense if you can execute that, right?
Yeah, definitely. If I could knock down that jumper, it kind of gives me more options how to take what the defense gives me.
What have you learned about defending guys that are going to be bigger than you and when you guys get matched up with really big post players?
We just got to do what we got to do on defense, do what we always do on defense. We got to deny as much as we can, and if we could make it hard on the wings to get it in, that'll be a big help for us just to deny the wings and have good ball pressure.
2-on-1 break, Allstore. Down the lane to Black, who slams it in.
That's how you finish. That's how you finish.
Behind the back dribble, Black, bank shot,
go! They say the big guys can't dribble, right?
How did he do that?
LaRon Black averaging now 15.5 points per game to go along with 6 rebounds, shooting at 58%. Brad Underwood has guard-oriented teams, but LaRon is probably their best player on the floor right now.
Oh, I think he's Illinois' best player. I think he will be this year and probably next year, too. He's just, you just mentioned all the things he's leading. He shoots a very high percentage. He's rebounding. He's even up in assists. And I just think that he is the best player. By the way, I saw the next best player that when he graduates, I saw the next best today.
That's right. You're talking about E.J. Liddell.
Liddell was sensational.
Out in Washington.
Yeah. I saw him play twice last year, and the reason he scored 77 points in those two games, 34 and 43. Today I saw him get 35, and they didn't even throw him the ball. I mean, I got frustrated because he just very seldom ever got the ball to him. Every time they did, something good happened. He's a fierce rebounder. He's a terrific jumper. I'd say he's at probably two and done. I mean, I think I don't know that I've ever seen a better high school forward that came to Illinois. I don't think Illinois has ever recruited a better forward than what I've seen in the three times I saw him. He's amazing.
In terms of how ready he's already is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's ready to play right now. He's better than anybody we got right now. Right this minute. If he came here as a junior in high school and signed up on this team, he'd be the best player we have. I really believe that. And Smith, you know, and he collided last year, and Smith is awfully good, but they're different. I mean, one's a forward and one's a guard. But as a forward, either a power forward or a wing forward, man, he is special. He is really special.
We'll get our keys to the game as Illinois looks to take care of Augustana tonight at the State Farm Center. Fighting Illini Game Day and the Rudy Wealth Management pregame show continues after this.
It's Fighting Illini Game Day. The Rudy Wealth Management pregame show continues on News Talk 1400 and Light Rock 97.5. Here again, Scott Beatty.
Welcome back to State Farm Center. Scott Beatty and Lauren Tate with you. On the scoreboard right now, Michigan leads VCU 35-30 as they hit halftime out in the Maui Invitational. Earlier today, Purdue upended by Tennessee 78-75 in the battle for Atlantis. Iowa got back on the winning track. They win over UAB 95-85. Some of the Big Ten games going on today. Illinois getting ready here for Augustana. It's a 6 o'clock tip. Indiana, it's now 2-2, is hosting Arkansas State. Next year, the Illini will be playing in that Maui Invitational out there.
Boy, that's loaded, too. Woo.
You got your tickets yet?
Gonzaga, Duke, Arizona, my goodness. Iowa State, I think. It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, indeed. Let us get to our keys to the game. They're brought to you by Hickory Point Bank and Champaign, the unlimited value of the right team. One banking expert in the direction. A whole team of them will take you to your Hickory Point Bank invest. And they're also brought to you by the Pella Window Store. Lauren?
Well, I'm going to go with strong defense by the Illinois in this game because I think you have an athletic advantage, and I think that the Illini need to basically use that physical ability and hit the boards and play tough defense. I think the offense will take care of itself.
I'll go with two things. One, don't look past a, quote, inferior opponent like Augustana, and nor for the same for North Carolina Central on Friday as you're thinking about what's coming next week. The other is continuing to execute what Brad Underwood talked about. He talked about how he thinks his offense, despite the 4-0 start, needs to improve.
This team has to continue to get better offensively. We're scoring it, but we're not scoring it through offense, what we need to do. And as things get harder, and tomorrow night will get harder, as things get harder and the defenses get better and more consistent, we've got to execute better.
He had talked about, too, that he's got a vanilla system in right now. He hasn't added a whole lot. Is he working on just getting the basics in? I'm not sure what he has to add yet.
Every time somebody says that, every time a coach says that, I wonder how much the players do on their own and how much they do within the system. I just wonder about that because, I mean, you can't put them on rails. You can't tell guys to run certain exact places every time. You have to have you have to react to what the defense is doing. So you have to have alternatives to whatever the initial idea is. So it still comes down to players having that natural ability to do that, to react to what the defense does. Because if I know what your track is and I know where you're going to go, I can stop that. I can make you go somewhere else.
The other thing I would love to see tonight is more three-pointers made.
Well, that's right. They simply, there's no explanation for it. You can't shoot the free throws as good as they do and shoot that bad on the three, but they just, I think they're a little tight. That's the problem with three-pointers. When you get into a, when the guys start making them, then everybody makes them. Then when you start missing, it's the same thing. Everybody misses. And it just runs that way. It runs that way for everyone. And the three-point shot has never been a consistent way to score. It's been a flashy way to score, and it goes in spurts, but it doesn't. There's no consistency to it.
Probably will be a thin crowd tonight.
Yeah,
with
I think so.
The night before Thanksgiving, and again, we say a happy Thanksgiving to everybody. But this was clearly inserted here in the schedule with next week in mind, getting ready for Wake Forest and Northwestern and Maryland.
Yeah, I think that Illinois has got some really interesting games coming up. And as I said to you earlier, last time we talked, the interesting thing to me is that the teams that we're getting ready to play, whether it's Wake Forest, whether it's Northwestern, whether it's whoever, the teams that Illinois is bumping up against aren't quite as good as we feared they might be. You know, and they might be later, but, I mean, Wake Forest has lost four bad ball games. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, to weak teams, basically. And now we've seen some weaknesses in Northwestern. So, I you know, who knows what's going to happen, but at least we think we have a chance.
Our keys to the game are brought to you by the Pella Window Store. For all your window and door needs, visit the Pella Window Store on Country Fair Drive or go to PellaOfChampaign.com and by Hickory Point Bank in Champaign. Brian Barnhart brings us the Coach's Corner next with Chin Coleman. You're listening to Fighting Illini Game Day.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner here on the Rudy Wealth Management pregame show. Tonight, a Thanksgiving Eve matchup for the Illini against Augustana. It's time now for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Hickory Point Bank and Scotty's Brewhouse. Voice of the Fighting Illini, Brian Barnhart, chats with assistant coach Chin Coleman. Here's Brian.
Coach, I know in these games like this, there's usually a coaching connection somewhere. You were on at Lamar. We talked about that in the last show, and you know this head coach pretty well.
I know him well. I learned a lot from him. I kind of know how he thinks. Although he's changed some over the years, you can see in terms of how his teams are coached and how they're prepared and some of the stuff that they run is similar to some of the stuff that we ran years ago, but different in terms of his approach to the game. But his teams are going to always be well coached. They're always going to be very disciplined, and they're always going to try to beat you in between the ears. The teams that he has right now is every bit of a cerebral team. They've been to 16 NCAAs. They've been to four semis, and they've been to even two of the last three championships in the Division III level. They're ranked number two in the country in their division. So this is a really, 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 really good team. That's definitely not going to beat themselves.
Yeah, and I think that was no talking to Coach about this, Coach Underwood, and was part of the strategy in scheduling this game. You're going to get a team that's going to run good stuff, offense and defense, comes at a time in between some of the other games, and it's going to make our team better, I think.
They're almost like that perfect possession team where they're gonna box out every time. They're gonna take care of the ball. I mean, you really gotta. They're not gonna get sped up. It's gonna be a game of which they want to control the tempo or control the pace, and they're not gonna turn it over. They're gonna rebound every time. They're gonna try to get a great shot. They're not gonna be a team that takes a shot on the first pass unless it's a wide open shot. They don't run the run. They'll run probably on clean rebounds and turnovers. This is just a very good basketball team. Just a very good basketball team. And the reason they win is all signs of it comes from Coach Greg Giovanni.
Yeah, and there's something to be said no matter what the level is, and Coach said this at the press conference yesterday about take the name off the front of the jersey. This team knows that we're playing tonight, knows how to win. They're runners-up last year. They've been, as you said, multiple NCAAs. There's something to be said for that no matter where you're playing.
It doesn't matter. And one thing about us in terms of Illinois is it doesn't matter to us neither. We don't play
for the name of the jersey or the division or anything that. We're everyday guys. We play at one level, and that's a high level, and that's Coach Underwood's standard. So we're not going to – we're going to play them as if it's Michigan State or if it's the Final Four, if it's the championship game. We're going to play extremely hard tonight, and we're going to do our job, and we're going to do our job. And at the end of the day, we do our job, we'll live with the results.
We're going to come back with Chin Coleman. We'll talk some more about this game with Augustana on the Coach's Corner next. We're back with assistant coach Chin Coleman here at the State Farm Center, Illinois and Augustana. Well, let's get to a couple of names here. First of all, I know Pearson Wofford, a young man averaging about 15 points a game and close to 12 rebounds.
He's averaging 5 offensive rebounds a game. He's an undersized forward, which he's a guard, but he's kind of playing that fourth guard for them, which our four men will have to guard him. So he gives us a little bit of a matchup problem in terms of his quickness, his driving to the basket ability, and then he's got a quick second jump. He's got the ability to miss a shot and be the first off the floor to rebound a missed shot and then put it right back in. So he got a high motor, and he's averaging a double figure right now, double-double right now, and so we're looking forward to the challenge there in terms of guarding a hybrid foreman with the skill set that he had.
Tell me a little bit about Christian Orange, number 20. He's averaging close to 17.
He's their leading scorer. He shot 42% from three last year, so he's a capable three-point shooter. But he's a really good driver. He's got some speed, quickness, athleticism. He's a good player, and he's a very confident and cocky player. We understand that there is some stuff said in the media, and our guys know about what he said. So we're going to use that as a little bit of bulletin board material, and we're going to see what he's made of.
Tell me about a couple other guys maybe to watch. I know you go by numbers. I've got the names, so go ahead.
I go by numbers and names. Sotillo is number 30. Yeah. He's a big-time shooter. We're going to definitely try to locate him early in transition and half court. We got to be there when he catches off of screens and things of that nature. We don't want to give him any open looks. We want to do what we call run him off the fence. We're not going to let him play in the yard, which is two-point lane, because he's got a one-dribble, two-dribble pull-up. We're going to make him a finisher in the house, which we don't really want guys to get into our house, but we're going to run him off the fence, definitely keep him out of the yard with his two-dribble pull-ups and make him finish in the yard if he can. But he hadn't shot a free throw so at all. He's 0-for-0 from the free throw line, so he doesn't want to play in the house. He wants to either shoot it on the fence, which is the three-point line, or middle game, which is the yard. So that's what he wants to do. We want to take away those strengths.
I've been doing this a long time. I don't think I've ever heard that analogy. That's pretty cool.
Run him off the fence, make him play in the yard, keep him out of the house.
I like that.
And then they got another guy who, number 14, Noble Allen, Ebel, who's a really good, solid point guard, who's shooting it over almost 60% from three, about 58% from three. He can drive it, he can shoot it, pull-ups, scored on all three levels. So these are good players, man. I'm telling you, these are really good players. It doesn't matter the division that they're playing or any of that stuff. It's the reason why they win. They're really good players, and we got our hands cut out for us with Augustana tonight.
All right. Hey, Coach, thanks for the visit. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
That's you. Assistant Coach Chin Coleman with us here from the State Farm Center on the Coach's Corner.
Thanks, Brian. The Coach's Corner is brought to us by Scotty's Brewhouse and Hickory Point Bank. Much more coming your way from the State Farm Center. That'll do it, though, for the Rudy Wealth Management pregame show. I'm Scott Beatty. I'll talk to you after the game for the Fasteners Etc. postgame show. We'll welcome your calls and texts. Also, a programming reminder for those of you listening right now on News Talk 1400. You'll hear part of the basketball game, but at 6:50 p.m., we'll break away for Illinois women's volleyball against Iowa. You can continue, though, listening to basketball on our FM side, Light Rock 97.5.